one of the questions I'm often asked is what are some of the top reasons people quit membership programs? And so after working with my coaching network and my private clients, and after leading my own membership business and growing a membership business to be the largest in its niche, I've compiled what I have found to be the top five reasons people quit membership programs. Now, again, let me just say, this is regardless of your industry, regardless of your niche, these are the five reasons that people are canceling your membership program. Number one is this: it costs too much. It costs too much. Now, you and I both know that anything worth doing requires an investment. It requires an investment of time, and often, even greater, it requires an investment of money. When your members say it costs too much, they're really not saying it costs too much. What they're saying is that the investment is greater than their responsibility to do something with it. Your members are saying the investment is greater than their responsibility to do something with it. Now, obviously, you can't tell them that. You can't tell them that, you know, really, it's your problem. As a matter of fact, when somebody says, you know, it costs too much, usually as a membership business owner, you're thinking, well, maybe I am charging too much. Maybe I am, you know, charging people more than I should. Maybe my competitors, you know, are charging less, so I should charge less. And no, that's not what you should be thinking. You should be thinking that, hey, how can I help them see that it isn't a matter of this costing too much? I need to get them to take the investment of their time, of their resources, to reap the benefits that you provide for them. Now, a membership in your program, you know, must demonstrate a good return on investment, yes. But you have to constantly remind your members and demonstrate to them how they're going to get that return on investment. And I'm going to show you how to do that later on in this course. The next reason that people often give for canceling a membership is, I'm too busy. Now, I've got to make a confession. Anytime my members tell me that, hey, I'm canceling my membership because I'm too busy, man, it just makes my skin crawl. Sometimes I want to just come off the top rope on them and say, what do you mean that you're too busy? You have time for social media. You've got time for phone calls that you shouldn't be taking. You're replying to emails that you shouldn't be replying to. You're surfing the internet. You're doing all this sort of stuff. It's not that you're too busy. It's that you can't manage your own time. Now, as much as you would like to say that to your members, we both know we can't do that. You can't say that, hey, you know, you shouldn't be spending the time on social media and Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and all that sort of stuff. Instead, what you and I should be thinking of is, what are all of the things, what are all of the challenges that we are facing? What's the competition of time that our members are facing? You know, a healthy exercise for you to think about is to take a moment to think about all the things that compete for your members' attention. It's a daunting task, I'll let you know. But there's so much. It's a healthy thing to do to be able to say, here are all of the obstacles that compete for the attention of my members. And then you begin to think about, hey, well, here's how I can overcome that. Here's how I can help them. Here's what I can do with our membership program so that there's not a competition for their attention. After all, what they're really saying is not that they're too busy, it's that their attention is in other directions and you have to bring their attention back to you. So the next excuse that people give you about canceling your membership is, I'm not getting anything out of it. You know, some people feel like they're not getting anything out of their membership. So they say, well, I'm just going to cancel it. And usually, it's not that they're not getting anything out of it. It's just that they're not using their membership. The times when I've had people say, hey, you know, I just am not getting anything out of this membership. When I begin to ask them, hey, well, are you doing this? Are you utilizing this tool? Have you participated in this? I begin to be told, no, I haven't done that. No, I wasn't doing this. No, I wasn't doing that. And so now, it's not that they weren't getting anything out of it. What I've demonstrated to them is that they actually weren't utilizing their membership. Now, later on, I'm going to show you how to handle this objection and how to handle this reason for quitting. And really, it's by guiding them and showing them their what they would be most interested in, how they could implement that. And if they focus in on that, they'll get more from their membership. But I'm getting ahead of myself. You know, one of the top reasons is I'm just not getting anything out of it. The next reason is, seems a little bit reverse. It's actually, I'm getting too much. Now, I'll be the first to say, this may be the time your members are actually right. They're actually saying the very reason that they're canceling. They're overwhelmed. They're getting too much from you. Time and time again, I've worked with membership businesses where they outline all of these benefits. They give all of these tools. They give all of these resources. And they just think, well, if we just pile it on our members, we'll create value for them. When really what you're doing is you're saying, I'm overwhelming you. I'm going to give you too much intentionally. And then your members are saying, well, I'm getting too much. I don't know what to do. I don't know what tools to use and when. And so really they're overwhelmed and they've got too much. My question and challenge to you would be is, how could you deliver 10% less? How could you deliver 10% less so that you don't overwhelm your members? So that they're saying, okay, I know exactly what to do and when to do it. Now, the next reason that people cancel their membership, and one that you've probably heard, is I have found something else. Many times a member is not going to tell you they're leaving you for your competitor. Instead, they just tell you, hey, I found something else. They don't want to let you know that they're cheating on you with somebody else. They're just going to say, you know, I found something else. I'm going to go in a different direction. That's another way that they'll say, I'm going to go in a different direction. Now, this response usually just comes up after prodding in the conversation. You know, you don't come right out and say, well, are you going to go with my competitor? Or are you going to go down the street to somebody else? It just usually comes up and says, well, I'm going to try this membership program out over here. Now, I want you to know this. Never belittle your competition. Never belittle your competition. When you do, you're actually belittling your client. You're actually belittling your member. For some reason, they've made a decision to go with your competitor. To speak negatively of your competitor is to actually speak negatively toward the decision that they made. So instead, I want you to show the value that you can bring to your membership and to your member that your competitor won't bring or isn't able to bring. And I'm going to give you those tools later on to be able to show you how to position yourself against your competitor so that you can provide greater value to your member and actually keep them from quitting your membership program. So those are the top five reasons. I wanted to hit on those so that we could just look at some of the reasons that people give you for canceling. You can already begin to see that as I've laid it out to you, that you begin to say, well, yeah, you know what? I've been told that and I thought that was why they were canceling, but now I'm beginning to see the reasons that people cancel in a different light. And that's what I want to do for you. I want to shed light on why people cancel your membership, but more importantly, I'm going to show you what to do and how to do it. So let's get started.